Hey, it's Jamie, and I am back with my friend Christina Meyer from the Meyer Law Firm. Today, we're going to talk about couples who happen to be unmarried. Hi, Christina. How are you?
I'm great, Jamie. How are you?
Wonderful. Nice to have you back. Some friends of mine have been talking about this with me because some people, in fact, quite a few people these days, tend to choose not to get married.
Correct.
How is it different from being in a marriage situation?
Well, it's quite different because if you don't have a plan in place, mm-hmm. such as a healthcare proxy or a power of attorney or a will,
okay.
for example, you can look at New York State statute, and New York State statute will inform as to who has the right, for example, to manage your affairs post-death,
okay.
or who could seek guardianship over you in the event that you are incapacitated.
Okay.
That applies to married couples as well as siblings. But let's say you have an unmarried couple who mm-hmm. have been together and something happens with one of the people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you would want your significant other to be able to manage your finances or make healthcare decisions for you, or perhaps inherit your estate upon death.
Sure, absolutely.
Well, New York State doesn't allow for that. So it could turn into a big, big mess where you have a significant other who really would be the best person to serve at making healthcare decisions or managing finances. If you can't access your partner's bank account,
right,
because you don't have anything in place, well, that's a mess.
Wow. So the state would not recognize, even let's say they've lived together for 5 years, clearly they're living as a married couple.
Correct.
See, these are things that you really need to know about and make sure that you have in place. If you're living in that kind of situation, that's why you want to talk to Christina. That's why it's so important. You can contact Christina at 518-313-7809 or online at themeyerlawfirm.com. Meyer spelled M-E-I-E-R, themeyerlawfirm.com.